This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Number one, the marionettes in my mom's bedroom. I'm a full-grown adult, and I will never go into my mom's bedroom alone at night because I know that there are marionettes in a box, in a drawer, underneath the TV, in my mom's bedroom, waiting for me. Number two, scared of not knowing that I'm hurting the people around me. Sometimes get really, really caught up in like all the whole swirl of all the things going on in my life. Like I'm doing all these things and like love them, and there's other things I want to be doing that I might love, and I'm missing out on those, and time's going so fast and I'm running out of time. And I definitely sometimes forget to take a step back and focus on the relationships with the people I care about. Number three, the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Seriously, why was I watching that as a kid? I smell children. Do you want chocolate bars, candy, ice cream, anything your heart desires? No, fuck that. Number four, losing my mind. I can't even really go into this one, but definitely a big fear of mine. Number five, not liking cilantro anymore. I've always loved cilantro. The other night, I was making dinner. Went to throw a whole fresh bunch in my mouth. And all of a sudden, it tasted like soap. Truly terrifying. I have no idea if I even like it anymore. Number six, the feeling of wanting to be supported. I don't even know what that means. Like this big ball rolling around in my head that's just like rolling me over. I don't even know what I'm looking for there. Number seven, climate change. Ugh. Part of a big group of climate activists now in this country called Sunrise Movement. And now I have this like big net of people and like a huge network of people that I care about. And I know that people are going to be really severely affected by climate change in the upcoming years. And like, it's going to really hurt. Eight, how tired and absent I feel sometimes, and how strong my emotions are at other times. What is that? Number nine, it's my mind being taken over by lists. Put this one in here, not even realizing that this is a podcast of lists, but I have lists. I have lists on lists. I have lists of lists of lists. Sometimes I'm just like running through fields of lists in my mind. And it's a lot. Number 10. Never feeling like I'm going to find music that I like quite as much as the music that I'm listening to at any given moment. I always do. For some reason, I never think that I'm going to. And it's a really scary feeling. My name is Sarah Duckett, and here are 10 things that scare me.
Sarah Duckett is a full-grown adult who called into us from Boston, Massachusetts. If you find yourself avoiding your mom because of her puppet collection, think of Sarah. and tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.